Yo, where's the intro at, yo?
I'm going back to Cali.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
All right, so we are on air. Everybody here? Oh, he's sleeping?
Yes, sir.
Check.
Even right, so when we outside, we in the building.
What's going on? So this is episode 3 of The Lineage. We got a special guest in the studio today. So lady, you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Estot from Harlem.
Uh-huh.
What the?
The town.
You think this is World Star? We got AK in the building. What's going on, bro?
What's going on?
AK.
And who else over here?
He's
not from the Bronx. He's from Brooklyn.
Renaissance man.
Look at her face. She all red. The show didn't barely even start.
She made Mike Renaissance, AKA happy, Renaissance man.
Happy fucking Black History Month.
Oh, happy Black History Month. It is Black History Month. We're almost on the way out. It's already February 22nd. That's crazy.
While we here, man, you still got to represent. Still got to show that
shortest
love.
Month.
You know what I'm saying? For
everybody. Of course. Shortest month. Today, actually, this month, we got 29 days. So they looked out for us for 2020.
Yeah, there we go.
So, lady, how do you feel today?
I'm feeling great.
I'm a little sad, man. I'm a little sad.
Why?
Pop.
My man Pop, man.
Yeah, man.
We got so many tears playing in the background. So today's episode is an ode to all of the late rappers who passed away, whether it be from sickness or from drugs, or if they were met an untimely demise and they were murdered by somebody. So we just had a rapper that was killed, in the last 3-4 days?
Yeah, like 3-4 days ago.
It was early this week, Pop Smoke was killed in a...
Murdered.
Was murdered.
Right.
In a home invasion, or they're saying it was a...
They're saying it was a...
It's like kind a of hit, a gang-related
like a contract.
Gang-related attack that it was a hit, so to speak.
I mean, when they showed the footage, they said that somebody came in through the back door... And that they came out through the front door and they didn't have anything in their hands. Yes. So they're pretty much thinking that it was a specific hit.
Yeah.
Because earlier on Instagram stories, I think, he posted a story of him like flashing some stuff that he bought.
Yeah, so I think he got some DR stuff or he got some stuff from somewhere. And on it, obviously, had his name like, to so-and-so, you know, at this address. And
yeah, and it had his address on it.
Yeah, and a couple hours later, that was it.
Yeah.
He was only 20 years old.
I know, he...
Can
he
we talk about
20.
How his beard is crazy for a 20-year-old? Like, what the fuck?
You need some of that.
Bro. Yo, hey, I mean, I'll go swimming and get the beard. I'm ready.
Yeah, nah, his beard was great. We talk about his beard, like.
but do y'all think, when we was coming up, right, like, we wasn't losing rappers like that.
You don't think so?
How it's happening today.
Nowhere.
Too frequently and way
so.
Too young.
I think we were. Just maybe the reason might have been different. For murders and things of that nature. That's not why most of the rappers have been dying as of late. The only two rappers who've been killed was X, which was 2 years ago almost. Maybe.
Nipsey.
Yeah. Nipsey.
Pop Smoke.
That's three. That's one a year. That's light.
That's a lot, though.
That's light.
For
one a year?
For the industry? Come on.
Industry,
you know what I mean? The 90s wasn't crazier than that?
I'm
not jacking that.
It was crazy, but it wasn't happening this frequently, though.
Once a year?
Nah,
no once.
'90s was Biggie and Pac.
Biggie and Pac, and it was like the only two that was, and then Eazy-E wasn't even murdered.
Nah, he died from
Big L was murdered.
Big L was murdered.
Shout out to Big L.
But
yeah, because that's true.
Harlem,
you got three Harlemites in here.
It wasn't as frequent though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it wasn't
Brooklyn.
As frequent. Yeah, Brooklyn lost Biggie. Harlem, we lost Big L. We ain't really
X pun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Big. I'll say Big X.
Big X.
Big Pun.
Big Pun.
X lost Big Pun.
But not to stray away from this Pop shit too much. It's definitely sad, right, that he was born in 99?
Who?
He's a baby.
Pop? Yeah, he was, yeah.
He was born in 99.
Young.
Oh, you know, Pop Smoke was born
in
99.
Yeah, he was born in 99. So
How you was born in 1999? That is crazy.
Yo, it's crazy because you think, like, we getting older and... That, you're not going to make it past 25. You think that's dead. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make it past 25, that's regular. But it's still a thing, man.
Hey, you know, I just want to say for Pop Smoke and just, you know, what is his trajectory and what he was going to build was going to be you know, it was going to be crazy. Like, he was, and honestly, he was unifying New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, for New York rappers, there wasn't a lot of unity. And he was on the verge of doing that, of unifying, you know, all the New York artists.
You know what's crazy, though? I guess because I live in California now, I never heard of Pop Smoke until this happened.
No?
Nope. Never heard a song of his.
If he was in a city, his record was going crazy.
He's still a big local
rapper.
He was,
You know what I'm saying? He was still a big
local. I heard all about him, and I'm over here salsa merengue girl, you know?
But you also live in New York.
Right,
so
that's true.
It's a lot of times when New York rappers and West Coast rappers, it's this huge wall in between the country. It's like, if you're from New York, you can't really get past to get to the West Coast and vice versa, too.
Yeah, that's very true.
Because
a lot of New York artists are local to New York, but like I say, but for Pop Smoke though, you know, because it's recent, you know what I mean, we just want to show him some love.
Yeah, my condolences to, you know, his family.
Yeah, absolutely.
His fans, anybody from Brooklyn. Yo, the Flossy was on fire, man. And my roommate, he was sending me videos, man. The Flossy was on fire, man.
Yeah,
it was,
the dance,
Flossy
right?
Flossy was just, nah, it was just crazy. Like, everybody's out trying to, you know, just celebrating Pop.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Now I got you. Yeah.
Just, you know, shout out to all his fans, his family, or his, you know, anybody who was really close to him, near and dear to him.
I mean, still
a young man.
Two things, right? First, I want to say that, you know, Pop Smoke reminded me a lot of Young 50. Mm-hmm. Like, if you listen to his music and sonically, like, it resembles a lot of, like, 50. Music.
Well, let's give him some love real quick.
If we play the song, right? Do you think it's time for hip hop, especially like the new generation of rappers? Do you think it's time for them to have like a summit or like a State of the Union or something? Like, hey, look, like what's really going on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. That's an interesting thing, because didn't they do that back in the 90s with like East Coast, West Coast rap? I feel like somebody tried to do that, but it didn't really generate that much.
No, they did, but it's just like, for someone now, it's a young rapper, right? Like, now, they're automatically going to think, like, damn, Pop Smoke was going at 20. Juice WRLD was, what, 21, right? Yep. So now, if you were a young kid and you want to rap, it's almost like that's a part of the...
To die.
The resume now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And be a martyr.
But the age, for sure, is a thing, but I think that was always part of the culture. Honestly.
Well, you know, too, and also, you know, I agree with you on that, because with music, especially with hip-hop, right, a different kind of rap style brings different energy.
Yeah.
So if your music is about, like, the streets and crime and all that, like, that's what you're around. You know what
Period.
I'm saying? That's the environment.
Period.
But you're not going to see the audience that a Pop Smoke show would do versus the audience at a Common show.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
You know what I mean? So,
but look, fucking Juice died and... But that was on some different shit. And his music was different as well.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And I will say this, right? I think with this, with Pop Smoke, this is gonna be a turning point in hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so now, hopefully, the young rappers that's coming up, now they might put some more, you know, consciousness into their music. Or some more, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo, run that back, cats. Yeah, run that back, cats.
Word. Show Pop some love.
Run that back, cats. Yo, Brooklyn. LA. All right, San Fran. All right, West Coast. Just letting y'all know the energy right now, all right? Come on, man, Pop right
Brooklyn,
here.
Brooklyn, 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 Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn. Wait. Hey.
Woo! Oh, you feeling sturdy, huh?
Feeling sturdy, baby.
Shake it. She like the way that I dance. She like the way that I move. She like the way that I rock. She like the way that I woo. And she let it clap for a nigga.
She let it clap for a nigga.
And she throw it back for a nigga.
Yeah, she throw it back for a nigga.
Michael Mary. Billie Jean. Christian Dior. Come up in all the stores. When it rains, it pours. She like the way I. Michael Mary. Billie Jean. Christian Dior. Come up in all the stores. When he raised the balls, she liked the way I heard.
You know what's crazy? I honestly never heard that song before. That's the first time I ever heard that song.
Yo, you play that in a barbecue, in a club.
Yeah,
in Brooklyn,
he had a city on fire.
Shit is on fire.
That's true.
You didn't see the shit when he went to Summer Jam? Was it Summer Jam that he did?
I think he was in the garden somewhere.
He was in
a Barclays.
Yeah,
something.
He was in a Barclays.
Yeah. Shut it down.
Shut the whole shit
20
down.
Years old, man. It had his. whole.
That's crazy. He was 20.
Yeah. But also with him too was that like people were suspecting that he was going to be a one hit wonder because mm-hmm. you know Welcome to the Party went crazy, and then he was putting out
more music.
Good music consistently.
Yeah. Yo, you know what I mean? it's crazy because the way music is now is a little bit different in the sense of he captured his sound, right? And
yeah.
Once he captured his sound, I'll be first to say that a lot of his music sounds similar, right? But it's all fire.
It's a production,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but it's all fire. You know what I mean? So
like if you hear that that bass line, that's in like almost every one of his beats.
And that's kind of starting to capture this New York sound, right? Because it's not too far from Young M.A., and Young M.A. wasn't too far from Shmurda. Mm-hmm.
Where's she from? She from Brooklyn?
I think she's from
M.A.
Queens.
Yeah. No, she's from Brooklyn.
She's from Brooklyn?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's definitely that New York energy, but it's definitely that New York sound, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, man, it's just sad, man. I'm sad, bro.
And we could talk about Pop Smoke, but then another artist who unfortunately met an untimely demise, who nobody seen coming, was Nipsey Hussle. That shit was crazy. Was it already over a year? Like a year and a half already now that he's been dead?
Yeah, it's about a year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think for him, it's the fact that he was doing a lot for, like, the community and, you know, he was an activist, you know what I'm saying? And a philanthropist also. So that's what kind of really came as, like, the shock. You know what I mean? Because losing him was like losing Pac.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like losing a leader.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like losing Malcolm or Martin or some shit like that.
It's crazy because Nipsey Hussle was another artist who, like, I knew of him, but I didn't really listen to his music like that. Because, you know, being from New York, we're kind of ignorant. Like, we don't listen to somebody from somewhere else. We're like, I ain't listening to that shit.
And please don't kill me, San Fran, but I didn't listen to Nipsey at all.
He's not from San Fran. He's from L.A. Just,
yeah, I know, but, you know, the West Coast going to kill me, yeah, period. Yeah,
but you know what, though? So, unlike, you know, y'all, I always had a big, I went to a big like Cali phase with music. Like I was in the drain, shit like that. So I always checked for like Cali.
But you know what's funny?
Artists.
Me growing up, Cali was the first place. That's why I moved to Cali, because growing up, my dad mainly listened to West Coast artists. So yeah. He was listening to Dre Snoop. And Snoop and who else? Warren G.
Dream.
Corrupt. Ice Cube.
N.W.A.
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Ice Cube. All them people.
Snoop.
So he was connection? Like the big influence for me. So I was like, all right. But with Nipsey, the first thing I like kind of knew about him, I saw some interview that he did with somebody when they was like he was showing them the basketball court that he redid, mm-hmm. and he was showing them the marathon store and all that. And I was like, oh, I'm like, why is this dude not really like up and popping like that?
Now he was a very educated brother and a very like I said, he was a philanthropist. He gave back. He had the store in his community. So there was always speculation and conspiracy on how he was murdered. They're saying it was like an
inside job.
It was an inside job because
he's supposed to be doing something.
Apparently, he had something with Dr. Sebi.
Yeah, like on like AIDS or something like that. I can't really remember.
Oh, I didn't know about
yeah,
that.
And like
yeah,
you know, really? Yeah. So some sad effect, and then it just was it a situation where he shouldn't have been in his neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I mean, but at the same time, he was with all his boys. Like that's just still neighborhood. Like,
bro, he died in front of the store that he built.
Yeah, which is crazy. And like people were coming in, no buy sense. Stuff, get autographs from him. He was like chilling. He was minding his business and all that.
So either way, right? And it goes back to what I was saying earlier, because Boosie said he was like, "Your city is the people that hate you the most. It's where you don't get loved the most."
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I would think that it would be the opposite. But, like, you should be able to go to your own hood and be, like, big up and see people that you grew up with and all that and be like, yo, what's up? And not expect that somebody's going to try to take you out, which is ridiculous. Yeah,
but you know, though, and also, let me say this, right? So, I think the reason why we have a lot of, like, rappers dying now, right, mm-hmm. is because they're too accessible.
Yeah.
Accessible.
Yeah, I
right? And also, check
that.
This out, right? Because when we was coming up, right, our rappers had a mystique about them. Like, they're like superheroes. If you happen to see one of your favorite rappers, it was like, oh, shit. But now social media made it where, like, we're too accessible.
Yeah, you know where they are,
you know
what
they're
doing.
The story, there's a timestamp. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And it's how they got Chinks.
Yeah.
It's how they got Nipsey.
That's true.
It's how they got XXX, which is another thing. I'm going to switch over to him.
Yeah.
He was by himself. He wasn't even with a whole bunch of people.
Yo, no funny shit, though. No funny shit. Y'all don't think Drake killed X?
Drake killed X?
Drake?
Nah.
You never heard Drake line? SMS, XXX, and my shooters, XXX. You never reach it though. Nah, you never watch that video.
Yeah, that's eerie though. That's kind of creepy.
You never watch that video from X. This was years ago. He posted on his
Yeah. So Drake took a song from him.
He was like, "Yo, if I die, Drake killed me. Drake killed me." Y'all never saw that?
Nah, I never saw that.
I'm gonna find that for y'all. Go ahead.
We'll play the song in the meantime. I actually had the song tattooed on my arm. I'll talk about that afterwards.
Let me see.
I'll show it to you.
Oh, for real.
What you say? Feeling good, I'm feeling great. Tired of the fucking hate. Stacking cheese all on my plate. So outside my misery, I think I'll find a way of envisioning a better life for the rest of us. The rest of us.
That's my favorite song by XXXTentacion. So my son actually put me onto that song. He showed me like this video on Instagram that somebody took this song and put it to a Tom and Jerry cartoon. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was on September 11th, and it was something about the song. I was like, "Yo, I fuck with this song, OD." And I remember I was in New York, and I was about to go back to Cali. I was about to come back to Cuba for the third time. And I went downtown to West 4th, and then I got this tattooed on my arm. So it's Hope, the name of the song, and then in between each letter is XXX in red. And I got it because of that song. So shout out to my son for putting me onto that.
That's dope. And Triple X, he was another one that transcended genres. Like this album, question mark, like they classified it as pop.
That album
wasn't
was
even.
Fire.
It was good. It was great.
It was
great.
Was fire. And I didn't listen to it until after he had passed.
It was great.
Did you see the video when he got murdered?
Yeah, I did, man. I did.
That video.
And like I said, I can't watch stuff like that.
See, I'm sorry, but I'm a morbid soul. Whenever I see stuff like that, I'm like, I need to see it for myself. I can't hear from word of mouth. Like, I always have to reach out and see it for myself. Did you find it?
I think so.
All right, you want to play it?
Hold on.
So we don't got no dead air. Go ahead and play that. Play that shit. He ain't got it. We're going to play. So until he find it, I'll play a little bit of Nipsey while he doing that.
What episode is this?
This is number 3.
3?
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting it.
Yeah.
2.5 because we...
Yeah, 2.5 because we lost the episode.
One story of a
child. No, that one. So the other one before that was 2.5. This is number 3.
Got you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we go. So can we... Let's open the floor up for discussion.
All right.
All right. So what do y'all think about this, like... situation of like rappers like dying frequently?
What do you mean?
In recent years, how do you feel about it?
I think it's crazy.
Is it like school shootings where you like, damn, another one?
Pretty much, especially at this time. Like you said, it's been what? So Pop Smoke just died less than a week ago. Before him, Juice WRLD died, even though that was a drug overdose, so it was different circumstances. And then before him, Nipsey died, which was crazy. And
Mac Miller
died suddenly. So yeah, like you said earlier, it's never been this frequent that rappers have been passing away. And if you think about it, the entertainment industry is huge. You don't hear of anybody else dying in any other like movie stars. You don't hear pop singers or anybody else dying. It's only rappers, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a very interesting time we live in, because like you said, you're not getting that from no other genres.
Nope.
That's for sure.
No other culture.
That is very true.
But like I said though, like and his, I think the root cause of all this, and even young rappers going to jail and getting indicted and getting like football.
Oh yeah,
football
that could be like a whole other episode.
You know what I'm saying? That's happening a lot too.
Yeah. So who was it? As Kodak Black, Bobby Shmurda, 6ix9ine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what's the other dude that supposedly killed his boys?
Oh, Melly.
Yeah, he definitely killed his boys though.
Song about it.
Yo, have you ever seen the episode of Boondocks where it's like the guy was like rapping about the crime that he committed.
Yeah.
Melly pretty much did that.
You know, it's crazy is that Boondocks, they weren't too far off, though. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, yeah.
And like I said, like, the point I'm trying to make is, I think now, like, with social rappers and social media, it's a big detriment to, it's a big detriment to the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it is.
Because like I said, like, everything is thriving from likes. Like, your career is based off of likes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of rappers, aspiring rappers, will see someone like a Pop Smoke, mm-hmm. and like, they'll be questioning God, like, yo, why is he there, and I'm not.
You mean like the position?
Yeah.
You mean dead? Because he's
no,
dead.
No. I mean, like, well, you know, rest his soul. But when he was with us, and a lot of kids might see that's 20 years old also, and like, damn, why is Pop Smoke here and I'm not?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, they'll be questioning like God about that.
Right.
So it's almost like there's no humility. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's a question I can't even answer for you, brother. Are you still looking for this?
Nah, I'm over it.
But
game over.
You know what's unfortunate too is that, like, the masses is gonna forget about this soon.
Yeah,
like, it'll be on to the next trend, next craze.
Yeah,
everything is so, like, fast, and, you know, it's microwave.
It's because I feel like the impact wasn't as big as when Nipsey died. Correct me if I'm wrong, but, and we all New Yorkers here. New York treats their celebrities different from other places. Meaning that, like, when Nipsey died, that was like God died. It was like as big as when Kobe died. It was a big thing.
Nipsey was a bigger artist as well as
You think Nipsey was a big artist in Pop Smoke?
Hell yeah. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because
at the time, Nipsey just blew up. At that time, when he passed away.
Like you said, you didn't even know who Pop was.
Hey,
but so you knew who Nipsey was, whether you listened to his music or not.
But I live in Cali, though.
Still.
It was good. I have a question for y'all, right? So, not trying to take anything away from, you know, our fallen heroes and all that, but who would be somebody that, like, if they passed away, like, it would really touch you or, like, make you feel, like, deeply saddened?
Well, I'm a Drake fan, so if Drake passed...
That's me.
I think for me, like, if Hov was like,
oh, I was good. Like, that's what I was
like,
say.
That'd be like, I'd be balling.
If Mace passed,
yeah.
For real, on some G shit, I think my person would be Pharrell.
JC.
Word?
So there was, I'll never forget, there was a fashion night out when they had BBC and Ice Cream did a collaboration with Bape. And I was getting this ice cream tea from Soho, and I saw Pharrell coming out of BBC. And that was the first time I felt starstruck. Like, I saw him and I, like,
wow.
I couldn't even say anything. Like, I've met Will Smith twice, actually. You know what I'm saying? I bumped into, like, Eric Costin and skaters and famous people. I could be like, hey, yo, you know, what's up? Fucking, I seen Matt Barnes. Like, I've met famous people, but when I seen fucking Pharrell, I was like, so I think for real, if Pharrell died, man, that would hit. That would really hit for me.
But and also just to go back on that, like, we're not putting that in the universe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, we're not wishing death.
Yeah. So shout out to everybody that we just mentioned.
Yeah. For sure. Pharrell, live on, brother.
So wait, and then Sue Lady, who you said?
So, Mace.
I grew up
with Mace. Yeah.
It's a fact. Now we're
We from Harlem. So.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Mace song? Oh my God!
Never mind.
You shit the bed.
Well, I'm just saying.
I grew up on Mace. What's
your
favorite song?
She shit the bed. You don't like Mace?
I do. I mean,
so shake how he look. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's gorgeous. Yeah, but it's just. Right,
what would you do to him?
Come on, man. Are you serious?
Bro, this is a show, a memorandum show. You talking about talking crazy? But now, so wait. You said for you is Hov number one.
I said, like, Hov, Nas, or, like, you know, like, the people.
Oh, I forgot Nas. Yeah, oh, I love Nas. Sorry.
Yeah, Nas,
but that's my
too.
Boo, too. Nas and Mace. Sorry, Hova, but.
But, sure. But I want to say is this, too, right? Because, like I said, like, I feel very passionate about this and, like, losing these young rappers. Is that I just want to say if anybody happens to hear this that's a young, aspiring rapper, you'll just be aware of your surroundings. You know what I mean? Be aware of your surroundings and who you hanging out with, and just the energy you around. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, like, your life is way more important than just getting getting some temporary fame. Everything is temporary. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So beware your surroundings.
Did you ever hear that? I want to say it's Fear. It was off of, what's the name of this Drake album? So Far Gone. And Drake said, I never cried when Pac died, but I probably will when Hov does. Like that, I felt that when he said that. I was like, OD. But, so, pretty much, oh, what was it? Back in like the early 2000s or the 90s, it was a lot of artists that got killed. So it was like Freaky Ty from the Lost Boys got murdered. And then who else got murdered? It was Big L got murdered.
Yeah.
Big L got killed in 99.
Jam Master J
got killed. And then
Aaliyah. Like, I mean, we had, but you understand though, when it happened, it was like, it wasn't as frequent as this.
Yeah.
You know
no,
what I'm saying?
Get you.
It's just happened more frequently now.
Yeah.
But what about Pun and the impact Pun had on?
Yo.
Oh, yeah.
So, lady, you could touch on that.
I am not from the Bronx.
No, it's not that you're from the Bronx.
Well,
but
I'm Sue, lady from the Bronx. Dominican?
I mean, exactly. Because he was the only Hispanic
Spanish?
Rapper besides Fat Joe.
Yeah.
When I was in junior high school, everybody that was Spanish, they had like their own little clique, and they was the Terror Squad.
Oh, well, you know what? I can't really say much because, you know, my parents, I told you already a little story. My family was really overprotective with me, very strict.
Yeah. So lady, no big pun for you.
So
if it's not bachata or merengue, you can't listen to it. None of that rap shit.
No, 100%.
What is this? What is that?
So, the bachata fingers.
But yeah, I mean, it was hard. I mean, it was sad, but I really can't really relate to, you know.
Yeah,
how'd
make
shout
you,
out to Big Pun and, you know, fans and everybody. What was that?
How'd that make you feel?
She just said.
You did? I'll elaborate, though.
Didn't
go
make
on.
Me feel.
I mean, I just don't want to see anyone, you know, just die at such a young age. And
yeah,
Pun was.
Well, shut the hell up, this lady alone.
How old was Big Pun? He wasn't that young.
I think
as
he was like
pop,
20.
Though.
He must have been. Yo, can you stop dropping your phone?
He's nervous.
I think Pun was like 20 something. I want to give a shout out to Tony Sunshine.
Let's hit the Google. Let's hit the Google right quick.
Can
we spin some puns?
Just Google
oh,
him,
yeah,
baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, play It's So Hard.
It's
pause.
So Hard.
Yeah, pause on that.
Super pause on that.
So It's So Hard. You sure? Because I remember
niggas wanna kill.
You wanted to play another song.
Nah,
but
we can let that rock.
All right, we're going to play It's So Hard.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Now you say hey. Now you know.
Don't act like you know Pun.
He was 28.
28?
Oh, so well, you know.
Yeah, damn.
8 years. Wow.
You can catch me in the cherry red.
Go.
Got the grizzly locked in the stizzy. Pop a glizzy doing 60 down a bar. Wizzy drunk pissy. Trying to cruise through the avenue while my people's just popping bottles up in sewers. My neighborhood fucked that. Spun the UE, lost the hubcap. Was back to the shack. Came back in a watch that. Straight from Paris. Whoop. Jacob Debbie's day. Baby cabbage. Cherry yellows.
Nice.
Bird. Cherry radish. Fish out the dealer. Got the tech for the squealers. Wear a vest for the killers. Nothing that's causes villa. In the Big Apple, where it's quick to get the shit tackled. Enemies spit at your best friends, kidnapped, trust no one. Got beef, buzz, yogurt, you don't need no one.
Nope.
Talking about that you owe him, I'ma go for Dolo. Scarface with a Manolo, when these probably solo, but he throwing bolo. This
so
hard,
hard
work, baby. I just lost 100 pounds, I'm trying to live. I ain't going nowhere.
And that's crazy because he put that line out, and then like a few months later, he had a heart attack.
That's crazy.
And it was a video of him and his family. They was at a hotel and like a pool. They was having like a pool party and shit. He was telling his wife like, yo, I'm not feeling well. And then like right after that, he had a heart attack. Almost came home with the Grammy. He would have definitely got it. Yo, I was such a big Pun fan. It's not even funny. I wish I could
speaking
probably
of which, what's speaking up? Of which, right? So, Pun was one of the few artists that was lyrical and charting.
Oh, yeah. That's why he said, almost got the Grammy. You know what I mean? Almost got. He should have definitely got the Grammy. I don't remember who he went up against that he lost to.
Probably Will Smith.
Well, come on.
Probably,
was,
yeah, yo. Like, what?
Will Smith? At that time?
Will won a fucking Grammy.
I'm not saying Grammys. No. I'm not saying that he doesn't, but I don't think that Will Smith, that Pun lost to Will Smith. We know that AK is the Google man when we hear. I don't know.
I'm already on it.
Oh, all right.
What year was that? 97?
No, he died in 2000.
Would you be surprised if it was Will?
Yeah, I would be surprised if it was Will.
Will's making hits.
I'm a Will Smith fan.
Will Smith is hip hop's Darth Vader. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, no, I'm a Will Smith fan. I have nothing against Will Smith. Getting jiggy with it. Miami, Hollywood Summertime, all that. Wild Wild West. I'm a Will Smith fan. I don't care what nobody say. I like music. So this is like very taboo to say. I don't care about what an artist does in his or her personal time. As long as you make good music for me, that's all I care about. You can be gay, whatever. Whatever. Just make good music, and I'm going to fuck with you.
You know what it is? No, I agree with you because like I can separate the artist from their
personal life.
Right. I can separate the art versus the person who made it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So Pun in 98, he was nominated, and his only nomination for the Grammy. Yeah, for Grammy for Best Rap Album. But I don't know who he lost to. But
probably Jay-Z.
That was 98.
Oh, just look up who won Best Rap Album.
Stop being lazy.
Common sense.
I don't know who he lost to.
That's not playing my boy.
Yeah, trust me, it's not that simple. But you know what? Fuck it. You got it, Cats.
I'm over here on the boards and everything. Do I got to do everything and set up sound too?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, actually.
All right, so while you do that, I'll play some Tres Leches in the background. Unfortunately, two out of three people on this track has passed on. So Big Pun and Prodigy are both on the song and they passed away. Who the culprits that claim to be the newest? Rapping bullshit, my rhymes get Ruger endorsements. My song boosts in the tech sales through the ceiling. Let's talk with guns, combo till the police come. Give you a red shirt with the wet hat to match. Alright, so I think Mike got it. Oh, he lost to Hov?
What I just said.
Yeah, it's Jay-Z.
Has to be against Hova. I remember
Volume
going
2, Hard Knock Life.
That was the first album I ever bought, too.
High school. Yep. That was my high school years.
Aww. I remember my mom gave me $20. It was like, $20, you need to buy a hat or album. And I bought Hard Knock Life.
I don't know. We might have to play the tape back. That's the same album you said last time?
Yeah.
You mentioned this story.
Oh. It is. I promise you. I remember.
Nah, last time he was like, it was fucking...
Yeah, it was some 50 Cent shit or something.
It was Salt and Pepper, and it was fucking...
Yeah,
Then it was Shella
Cool J, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sade.
Ooh,
I love Sade. Don't I look
you
like
look Sade?
Hey, man, everybody's I look cute, right? Am I not cute?
Oh, here we go. Right,
what's your favorite Sade song?
Smooth Operator.
Oh, she was quick on that one.
Shut up.
I thought she was going to give us a B-side, though. You know what I'm saying?
A what?
B-side.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A deep cut.
So I got to give another shout out to another rapper.
From where, Cali?
Nah, he's from New York. He's from Queens. Well, he's not from Queens. Where's he from? Hempstead. He's from Hempstead, but he rep
Queensbridge.
Yeah. So Prodigy will forever be my favorite artist. I don't care what nobody say. I fucks with Prodigy OD. And I don't think this is Prodigy right here. But let me see. Look for Quiet Storm. Let's see if this is it. I don't think this is the song. I think I'm being catfish. Let's see. Nope. Definitely being catfished. All right. Oh, you know why? Because I put Prodigy and not Mobb Deep. That's my bad
Mobb
right there.
Deep.
Mobb Deep, best rap group ever. So here's Quiet Storm by Mobb Deep.
I disagree. Definitely disagree with that.
Yeah, best rap group ever was definitely
Outkast. You bugging.
Who?
I'll say Outkast or Wu-Tang.
Outkast.
Okay, Wu-Tang I can respect for sure.
Aww. See, but his thing though.
It's a different type.
It's a duo.
Duo is a group.
No, it's not.
We'll argue about this another episode.
All right, let's do it. Yo, groups episode.
Oh, yeah, we do that too. But yeah, my man Prodigy died. He died in Las Vegas in 2017. I was in Vegas when he died. He was there with Wu-Tang. They was doing the show. And he got sickle cell, so he had got sick, and he was in the hospital. And of all things, he fucking choked on his breakfast.
put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I'm the quiet storm nigga who fight rhyme. P, yeah, you heard of him, but I ain't concerned with them. Nigga, I pop more guns than you holding them. Make my route while the sun's out and scold your man. Unload 10 in broad daylight, get right. Fuck your life, hop on my 98 dirt bike. You try to stop minds from growing, I make your blood stop flowing. Take affirmative action to any ass if he asking. Now here come the Mac 10, use a dick blower. Trying to speak the done language, what the drilly with that though? It ain't banging, you hooked on Marv Phonics, infamous Bonics. Lying to the pop dog like you got it. You ain't a wildin' out for the night, fist thrower. Rusty Shank Cola, we lit this shit.
Yeah, so that's one of my favorite rappers of all time. Like, I fucked with Prodigy so much. And I used to work at a record store in LES called Bikina. And him and Havoc used to come in there all the time. And every time I would go on break is when they would come into the store. And I would come back and my manager would be like, yo, you gonna be mad. Prodigy just left. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? He would always come when I wasn't there. I never got to meet him, so I'm bummed out about that. So rest in peace to Prodigy. And like I said, best rap group ever.
You're wrong, sir.
Absolutely wrong.
Now, so who you gonna say? Outkast?
We gonna.
All right.
You's a hater, bro.
Yeah.
Nah. You wildin'. Like those two of the best spitters ever, and sonically they
y'all going
were amazing.
Against a New York group?
Yeah. Nah.
You too biased.
I can't fuck
you. Too biased, bro.
Nah.
All right, so check it out, right? So before we go to this tangent, right? There's duos and there's groups.
All
right. I say Outkast is a duo.
Yeah.
My deepest duo. My deepest duo. It's EPMD.
Yeah, they're duos. I'm just, a group is just like a word, just, you know, a regular word. It's just a group, but they're
best,
a duo.
Best group is Wu-Tang.
A group is Wu-Tang,
best
yes.
Duo is Outkast.
Yes. Because duo means two.
What about the Migos?
Amigos. Ooh.
They're a group.
But I'm saying, but they get their flowers.
Nah, they get their flowers. They're definitely up there.
Only thing, you know what it is, though? I think we give, like, that legend status too early. You know what I'm saying? Like, give them time.
Who said they were legends?
Whoever said they were
legends.
Give
them trajectory. You know what I'm saying?
Why are we talking about Migos? Yeah. They're not dead.
And let's not even get off topic.
No,
exactly.
It is Outkast.
So why you brought them up?
We could save this.
You did. You said Monday was the best
for another, for another episode. Because I definitely want to focus on the phone ones. You know what I'm saying?
I bet. Yeah, no doubt. So with that being said, right? I'm the host now.
All
right,
go ahead. I'm the host.
I'm the host now.
You the A mic now?
Yeah, you got the mic.
Now, so next we're going to get into a, speaking of Wu-Tang, we're going to get into a fallen member of the Wu-Tang. I mean, a song Unique, a.k.a. Old Dirty Bastard. Let's get into it.
Ha!
I like it raw. Sushi. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on a natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, B's on the score. Rain on your college ass disco dorm. For you to even touch my skill, you gotta go to one killer B, and he ain't gonna kill now. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For an EMC in any 52 states, I get psycho. Killer Norman Bain, my producer slam. My flow is like, bam, jump on stage, and then I dip down. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. So, yeah.
Yo, so you know what's crazy?
What's up?
I've been watching a lot of Wu-Tang lately. Like, I watched a doc that they had dropped.
You saw the series on Hulu?
I watched the series on Hulu.
Fire.
And I never knew how much of an impact that ODB had on the whole team.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
he was like the glue.
Yeah, he had a big impact on that, on the whole squad. Like,
it was just
crazy because his level of creativity. His level of energy, you know, just it kept that whole shit together.
No, too, on that note, right, is that I want to say he was one of the most original rappers ever. Like, there's only a few that, like, he didn't sound like anyone. You know what I'm saying? Like, him, Cameron, I say he's, like, one of the few, like, Busta, like.
Yo, right. He made a song in the 90s with Mariah Carey, son. Carey was on her, like, straight edge.
Yeah.
Like Christmas album shit. She made a song with ODB.
Yo, did he pay the way for that? Or was it Puff?
Puff.
Puff did it first, right?
Puff, yeah. Puff.
Yeah.
Diddy
was definitely.
So Diddy, a little bit.
How do you feel about that?
What?
Were you not listening to Mariah Carey's growth?
Nah.
Mariah? Well, that's different. Because my parents, they like Mariah.
Okay. You know? It's Christmas. So, Feliz Navidad has Mariah Carey. You can listen
Feliz
to that.
Navidad.
No big pun, but you can listen to Mariah Carey.
So,
and they let me listen to R&B. Midnight. What's that thing? Midnight Love back in the 90s.
All the compilations and stuff?
Right. Yeah, I used to listen to R&B, but I was not allowed to listen to rap. I was not allowed to, you know.
Rap was the devil's music. Y'all seen,
Oh, my God.
No, tell me.
Do not say the name.
Tell me y'all saw that show. Oh, man. It was on Netflix.
Jesus.
Damn.
Thanks for cutting me off.
With that guy, he's like, oh, the wordsmith.
The wordsmith? Huh?
Y'all never seen this shit? All right, fuck it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Nah, he said it was a show.
It was a show, he was saying.
About a young dude who's trying to be a rapper growing up in the Bronx. But
what happened?
That's neither here nor there.
Get Down.
Get Down.
That was my shit, and they canceled it.
Yeah, they canceled it? Oh, yeah, you see, I was just going to get on Netflix right now.
That reminds me of her because Shorty, I forgot what her name was.
The disco chick.
Yeah. In the show. Her parents would be like, yo, you can't listen to disco. Disco's the devil music. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just something new. Word. You know what I'm saying? It was something new. So that's, I think, when our parents was growing up listening to hip hop, it was like, yo, what's this new bullshit y'all?
It's like
motherfuckers is listening to. It's not no disco.
It's like reggae. You know Spanish trap music. You listen to the words and it's all about booty ass shaking and all that craziness, you know. And, my parents.
You gotta say though, people feel what they don't understand.
That's true. You know
what I'm saying? So they thought Chuck Berry was devil music, like rock in the 50s, and it's like some of the most purest lyrics of love and shit like that. So like, it's people what they don't understand. It's always, you know, something that's gonna be.
I wish I could show y'all, because my parents was the complete opposite. I have a video of me and my brother shirtless. Ooh. Singing the song about Dr. Dre and Snoop talking shit about Eazy-E. They're like, we're going to kill you and your family and
oh
all that.
God.
And my mother was recording us.
Bro, you had your
you
son
know what
at,
I'm
you,
about,
you
right?
had your son at 15. Your parents were different.
Exactly.
Okay.
It would shut my brothers down. Like.
Your parents was different.
Nah, but my dad was dead by that time. But yeah, my mother was there. I mean, she definitely was not happy. I remember she told me, she said, y'all going to get married, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to fuck with you.
I don't fuck. You know what, though? I would say the same, like, my parents wasn't strict like that either. When it came to music, because my mother
but it's
always,
a new generation.
My mother always told me, like, look, she's like, this is entertainment, so you got to separate what they're saying as, you know, as entertainment. Like, don't believe all that, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
like, she was like, if rapper's saying that he's killing a bunch of people, this and that, she's like, he just singing to sell records. But she would let it rock, though.
But that was then. But now, it's a different type of story.
Oh, so you're one
not
of
really,
those mothers.
Not really.
I mean.
Not really.
You're one of those mothers.
Do you let your children listen to rap music?
Your sons listen to rap music?
Mm-hmm. Rap.
And you got all boys.
And it's all boys. I mean, I do let them. I mean, they're young, though. They're 3, 4, and 10 years old. I mean,
that's 10 is enough. Right
10,
yeah,
10?
Not
10.
I mean.
Yeah, I bet you he know mad songs.
He know, like what?
He know his songs like he know his schoolwork?
He know his school. Nah, he does. He's good in school. He's all into violin, into guitar, but he's not.
Kenny G and shit?
Kenny G. I like Kenny G, but no. He's not into, not just yet. And unfortunately, that's why I really want to get out the hood, you know, just to give my kids a better, you know. And it's just like, I honestly think that unfortunately we live in an era or a generation where they try, like this whole rap, and it's sad. To me, it is. Like.
Yeah, it doesn't. What exactly is sad though? I want you to finish that thought. What's sad?
Yeah, I'm saying
people
because
trying to sell, you know, like it's a competition, and
it always was.
You just hit,
but
the
it was
nail
not.
On the head,
it was not the same competition back then. It was a different type of competition. Like if you look in, and even the words, I don't know. And I'm telling you right now, like I wasn't into rap like that. But it was, I don't know, it was just different.
And you know, now, I'm glad you said that, because it wasn't just rap. When I left New York, I noticed that's a New York mindset. It's not just music. It's like, in New York, I felt like the way I dressed, just like shit I had to do, places I had to be, mm-hmm. everybody was in competition. Like, oh, you didn't go to this restaurant? Oh, you don't know about this? You was like behind. And it was like, oh, like you was nobody if you didn't know what was going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
When you go to, when I moved to Cali, when I moved to Seattle, like it wasn't like that. Like everybody was just like doing their own thing, chilling, whatever. And New York is like, if you not fucking on the ball with something, you behind.
I like that energy though.
I don't
like
that.
That's very true, though. That's very true.
I like that energy. You know why you like it? Because you live there and you don't know anything else.
No.
I'm here to tell you, brother.
I left the hood. It's not like I've only seen.
I never said the hood. No. It's New York.
Yeah, it's New York.
A snow globe.
I like that energy.
I don't like it.
I like that energy. Be on your shit or don't be on any shit. Be on it or shut up. That's it.
See, that's New York.
That's it. Yo, if you lit or you not. That's it.
Oh, now I'm glad you said that because now I got a song for you. This song is for you.
Yeah, hear it.
And shout out to...
I hope this person is dead, too.
He is.
Oh, my God.
Right. I mean,
Stay on topic.
I am, because look who it is.
Because that's Easy E. That's the energy I
Boys
need.
In the hood. This is for you.
Yeah.
Turn that up.
Hey, Easy. He was on his shit, though.
Nah, he was, though. That's a fact. Who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling kilo. You picked the shittiest version of the song, yo.
Yeah, it's probably horrible.
Word.
No, that's good.
Nah, it ain't.
At all. Boys in the hood are always hard. Uh-huh. If I'm talking to trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
So Boys in the Hood. He stuck this man over here stuck in the hood.
That's a fact. Brooklyn.
There's nothing wrong with that, but you know.
I agree with both of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Keep that energy.
But New York is definitely like that. Like if like I said, like
Oh you don't know Mike? Nah, you can't get in the club. Fuck out of here.
It's not even that.
If you have the threes that just came out. Oh, you a bum ass.
Nah.
Once I left New York and like traveled abroad and shit,
and
like that.
You went to Nepal and you got sent in your cheek.
It was more like I was a little more carefree. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I didn't give a shit about certain things.
Listen,
as you get material. Older.
Yeah,
and,
as you get older, period. And not even to cut you off, Sue.
Thank you.
as you get older, period, you start to realize sneakers don't fucking matter, right? You get to in this guns and butter kind of situation where, like...
All right, baby boy.
You know what I mean? Yeah, some
dumb motherfucker.
Some shit just don't matter no more. You know what I mean?
You ain't got no kids yet, right?
I got no kids,
oh,
baby.
Lucky.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, follow me on Twitter. Call me _ AKKALL. Me _AK. Single baby.
Single baby.
You know what I mean? No kids. I mean, I got some money in my pocket, too. You know what I mean?
Talk your shit.
Hey, and I'm on my shit.
But you know, like even for me as a female, sorry about that.
Yeah, what's up?
Even as me, like I was dating a guy, and it was all I used to call it as it is. You live in a rap lifestyle. Like his mentality was such a rap life. Like
okay,
so she might have fell into a good topic. Hold on,
yeah, facts, yeah, go on, yo,
his songs that he'll dedicate to me. It was on some crazy booty. And
Lloyd
I'm
Banks?
Like, the what?
Lloyd Banks?
Not Lloyd Banks, but
great. You used to date Lloyd Banks?
No.
Oh, I was like, what?
But no. you had dated a rapper. Who was it?
Oh, I can't say it out there.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know,
wait,
that
is
was
this,
my...
Is this rapper
in the
who
past.
You were referring to, though?
No, he was... Well...
Is he dead?
No, he ain't
don't
dead.
Don't bring him up then.
Yeah. No,
it's
I'm
in
not
the past.
Gonna,
it's in the past.
Right. Yeah, it's the
wait,
past.
Is he single?
We were together for 8 years.
Whoa, why? You looking?
Hey.
No, yo. You know what I'm saying?
We were together for eight years.
Not good.
And Real recognized Real. He apologized for all the bullshit he put me through, but, you know, it is what it is.
Who was it?
You already know who it is.
Is he dead?
I don't know.
He ain't dead.
He's a New York rapper?
He's dead to you?
He is a producer. And
a rapper.
And a rapper.
Ryan Leslie.
No. Ooh.
Ooh. You know who Ryan Leslie is? Ryan Leslie, he from Virginia. Ryan Leslie.
Who was it? Yo, come on.
Yeah, nah, you got to spill the tea.
You do.
Yo, shout out to Guru. Rest in peace. Master Pill playing in the background.
Fast word. That's one of my favorite MCs. You know what I mean? One of the most dopest rapper and production combinations.
Oh, was it Guru?
Who was it? Was it?
All right, but all right, we're gonna give
it was
her
like
some,
2004,
give her some amnesty and
graph.
We're gonna let her her privacy, Cassidy. Privacy. But
Ron Brown.
Ron Brown.
Oh yeah, she told me that.
Oh yeah,
Ron Brown. I'm jumping out
the window with this one.
Hey.
Jumping out the window with this one.
Hey,
all right, now,
yo,
we
he was a vibe though. He had owned his summer.
OD.
You was his girl while he owned the summer.
I mean, probably right, so, me and other girls too. You know what I mean? But right, you know,
so
as we
on.
Get older,
stop it right there. So go on. So
no,
stop her. Tell her to go on and then stop her.
Let me
no,
stop
but
you
I'm
right
just
there.
Saying, as we
did y'all meet?
Yo, let me finish.
As we, you know, as we go older, I mean, I didn't have any kids, and I've always been a mature young girl. You know,
oh,
what
he
I
was
mean?
Older than you. What you were saying?
Well, he was older. Right now, he's 43 and probably still living his life with no kids and
that,
no wrong.
That he claiming?
Well, that's true, but I don't know. But I wish him the best and no hard feelings. But you know.
Yo, shout out to Ron Browse. You had a summer when I was in high school, but shout out, shout out to you, my nigga. But the topic,
A-Rap money.
Yo,
oh, I was in Iraq when I came
what's
out. That's
flow,
all we say.
What's really, really flow? Yo,
A-Rap money. The topic that I thought she was about to fall into was more so along the lines of how rappers embody this lifestyle, right? Like a 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like how
fake
the
it
music,
you make it?
How the music starts embodying this lifestyle, whether you are a rapper or you're not a rapper. Right, the listeners are starting to embody mm-hmm. this lifestyle, and now you gotta like this trajectory.
And that's what I
and
was
back,
talking about.
And back to your New York shit, because that shit ties in as well. At least for New York artists, I can say that you this rapper, you fall into this lifestyle, and then like it becomes who you are. Like 6ix9ine was not about that life.
Yeah, it consumes you.
And he could have easily
consumes you.
Been a dead rapper that we could have been talking about today.
Yeah,
you know he could have easily been a dead rapper that we were talking about today. I mean, yeah. Thank God he's not and. You know, him being locked up is not the best situation either, but it's way better than him being dead, you know?
True.
So, well, with that being said, we got about 10 minutes left in the show. Time went by very quickly.
This one's
a
great topic.
Yeah. But we didn't even talk about the two main artists who are not with us today, and their murder has still not been solved.
Yo, Tupac's right still alive. He's actually in Cuba with us.
With us.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, let that man rest. He's not still alive. That man rest.
I know you read Machiavelli. Come on, cut it out.
I did read Machiavelli, but still though, it's
this would be like the biggest mystery of our lifetime.
That man rest. Listen, the man had a crazy work ethic. Like he prophesized his death. He knew.
So did Biggie. He made an album
right.
called.
He faked his death.
He didn't fake his death.
Yeah, how come Biggie had a funeral and Tupac didn't? Like a big public one.
Why would you?
What you mean? Everyone else who died did.
Okay, go on.
Michael Jackson.
On. What else?
Kobe Bryant didn't have one.
Kobe. You said Kobe did not have one?
Nah.
A big funeral?
Nah.
But
they had
a
private. Private
yeah,
ceremony.
I mean, and that's on the wishes of the family. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. And that was sad.
Let that man rest. Let that man rest.
Yo, Pac, holla at me.
He recorded a lot.
Follow me on Twitter,
let that
Pac.
Man rest. He recorded a lot of music because, like I said, he had a sense of immediacy. Like, he knew his time was short.
Which is crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shout outs to Pac. He definitely... fathered a lot of fathered a lot of rapping styles, right? Like, and rap wouldn't be the same without Big and Pac, for real. Like, it.
So, question for both of y'all.
Yo.
Biggie or Pac? For all three of y'all.
Big. I'm always going to go Big.
Well, you
big.
Know you're Big because you're from Brooklyn.
Yeah, and I'm, yeah. Yeah.
So, lady, Big or Pac?
That's like...
I didn't listen to rap music growing up, so I don't know.
I mean, Biggie.
I thought that was her at first.
I was listening to Celine, so I'm not too sure.
Let's go with Biggie.
Biggie?
Oh, all right,
what you going with? Don't be black sheep.
He's going for Tupac.
Don't be a black sheep.
He is. You know him by now.
Yeah, don't be a black sheep.
Why do you think you're going for Tupac?
Because you want to be a black sheep.
Nah. It's honestly, I can't. I don't know, because I'm not really that much
That's
of a fan
true.
Of both of them, but I have like a lot of Biggie songs that I like, and I have a lot of Pac songs that I like.
So you're a big Tupac. Big.
You know what's crazy?
You know what's crazy?
What's up?
I like Biggie better as a rapper.
Yes.
But I like
Pac
better as a person, like as a.
Because he was
star,
doing other things.
Artist,
he was in movie. He was in Juice.
Yeah, like, and then fuck the shit he was rapping
about.
Shout
out to Juice.
The shit he was talking about. I remember growing up watching some shit Tupac said along the lines of,
I'm going with Pac. I'm sorry. And, like, Dear Mama.
Yeah.
What's the other
Dear
song?
Mama,
Brenda's
yeah,
Got a Baby.
Yeah.
He was a poet.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like,
he was a poet.
Pac said some shit like, yo, you know, as you get older, life starts to beat you down.
That's
society
true.
Starts to beat you down.
Yo, you know what, though? I will say this, and God bless the dead, right? But my only discrepancy with Pac was that, how did he rep Cali so hard?
Oh, yeah.
Goes back to the lifestyle, getting embodied in it, getting wrapped up in, you know
right
what I'm
here,
saying?
Right here, right in front of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. And it's true. It's because you know
what
it is.
Make avocado toast every morning.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's
you're welcome.
Up,
wait, you're right though.
Make real good avocado toast.
So, who believes in a parallel universe?
Oh, I do.
That's true. All
right, so I think the same things would have happened.
Drop your phone one more fucking. Drop it again.
I think the same things would have happened if like all rappers of yesteryear had social media. I think the same things would be happening.
Nah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you mean like they would be getting.
Like if Biggie and Pac and Wu-Tang and all that, during that time had social media.
That's why you like his personality, because he's a Gemini.
Oh,
yeah.
When
if you don't get hit with that Capri Sun bullshit. I'm such a Honda Civic.
June 16, 1971, from Harlem, East Harlem. May he rest in peace. Aww.
Harlem in the building. Gemini's in the
building.
H-World.
Yo, what's his birthday? I know that's the only reason.
But Virgo, though, listen.
I wonder what his sign is.
Virgo Nation.
Okay,
or
Ludacris.
Or your other signs. Or your other signs, take a seat.
It's actually all about Aries.
Dougie Fresh.
But
Dougie Fresh.
And Beyonce.
I'm going to let y'all live.
But
It's all
and
good.
And by the way, listen, Virgos make the best music.
If you don't know, now you know.
Yo, I'm not going to front. This might be the first pilot. We talked through, like, out of this shit.
Because
man.
It was interesting
I wanted to open the floor up and look, how much time we got left?
Not that
but
much.
4 minutes. Listen though. Shout out to all the rappers and you know, may God, the universe, whatever you believe in, may they rest their soul, may they rest in peace, and hope their families find recovery, and I hope they find strength, and I hope they find tranquility
peace.
And peace, yeah, you know, eventually, because you got to think about it, like, a mother lost a 20-year-old son in Pop Smoke.
That's crazy. Like,
you know what I mean?
For me, the craziest thing is his age, because for us, we just see them come as this, you know, this man. He's this young man, he's whatever, he's doing music. So you're not thinking of him as somebody who just graduated, essentially, from high school 2 years ago.
That's the way he died.
All it was, he was a regular kid from the hood.
Yeah.
A hit record changed his life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But and I just want to say again, like, you know, my mouth to God's ears, to whoever, right? Young rappers, yo, focus on your craft, focus on your music, keep making the great music that you're making.
And have those good friends around, man.
Yeah,
be
smart. You know what I'm saying? Because look at all your heroes, your peers that are leaving us, you know, at a very alarming rate, and it's very untimely.
Yeah, nothing's ever promised, yo.
You know? Yeah.
And that goes for everybody, yo. Hold on to your loved ones, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate your loved ones.
Amen.
Because at the end of the day, none of that shit, that little, you didn't buy milk in the fridge, like none of that shit really matters, you know what I'm saying?
So before we get out of here, some honorable mentions that we didn't get a chance to discuss. Aaliyah, Left Eye, Lil Peep, Craig Mack, Soulja Slim, DJ Screw, ASAP Yams,
Mac Dre,
Freaky Ta,
Jam Master J.
Rest in peace, everybody. Stack Bundles, Chink Drugs. So before we get out of here, because we got very limited amount of time, I'm going to end this show on a better note. Yesterday, when we were doing some pre-production planning, we was playing this song. So I feel like I should end it with this. It's an upbeat song, so not so gloom before we get out of here.
Hey.
Rest in peace, y'all.
Yo.
And rest in peace to Luther Vandross as well.
Yes, rest in peace to Luther.
Yo, when I get married, put this in my wedding.
We ain't gonna get married. Nobody married you.
Yo, West Coast,
came
I love
out of
y'all.
Nowhere with that.
don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my love that I see. There's not a minute, hour, day, or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list.
Hi, y'all. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. The Lineage on Instagram. Follow us.
Brooklyn.
Harlem. Good night, y'all.
And Cuba.